This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, a feel-good Friday. Boomer is up in Canada in Montreal playing against some crazy Nova Scotians in some old man hockey tournament. He said he was going to call in this morning, and I hope that he does because there's a couple of things I need to get his take on, one of which is Boomer and Geo live coinciding with Game 6 of Rangers Capitals on Friday night.
Shut the F up.
And also Mayor Adams on with Tiki and Evan yesterday. I made sure I said, hey, did you listen to this interview? Because I want you to listen to the interview. And he goes, I can't get the app to work. I need your help. So I don't know if he was joking with me or not, but he said he was going to call in, so I'm hoping to talk to him later. But that means that Jerry is here. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Gee, what's going on, man?
Well, a whole bunch. If you think about it, this is the biggest weekend and couple of weeks in New York sports that we have seen in a very long time. The Islanders, Rangers, Knicks starting playoff series. And I know that this is not the first time they have all played together at the same time in the postseason. Then you got the NFL draft next week. And I think it's just a little bit different than last year because of the expectations that these teams have. And of course, the draft is going to be a huge deal, and we'll focus more on that next week. But I could not stop thinking when I saw the entire schedule of two things. One, if you're an Islander or a Knick fan, you're going to have a tough time figuring out and I know people have two TVs and an iPad and this or that, but I'm sorry. When it's a playoff game, you want to lock in on one particular game. So that's a little bit annoying if you are an Islander Knick fan because the schedules coincide with one another. But also, Friday night, Boomer and Geo live, Game 6. I just hope that series is over one way or another in four or five, because he is not going to be able to concentrate in the way we need him to concentrate when there's a game going on.
Yeah, that will be a problem if we get there. Now, I do think the Rangers are good enough to take them out in four. I mean, go out and just wipe the ice with them and get this over with. That having been said, you don't put anything past Alex Ovechkin. It's the Capitals. It's the rivalry. Yeah, game sixes are almost likely in most series.
Well, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And could you imagine if they're down 3-2? I mean, it's one thing to be up 3-2 and have a game six. All right, not great, but fine. They're down 3-2?
Yeah, we're going to have to have we're going to have to work into the show something that incorporates that game.
Yeah, a big screen in the game.
No, because no one's going to pay attention to us.
It's a problem.
It's going to be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem if it was anything. Like, I could handle the Knicks being on at the same time. I think that most people could that work with us. It's just him and the Rangers.
I know that.
That's the thing.
I know. He loves the Rangers more than anything else in sports.
Yeah, I mean, and almost anything else in life.
Yeah, well, that too.
I mean, obviously he loves his family more, but when it comes to his family, like, he's actually concerned that his grandchildren are going to be Islander fans. That's not a bit. That, like, really bothers him.
I did talk to CeeLo during the warm-up show, and CeeLo has an idea that he can be Rangers update guy during the show.
It's not good enough, though. He's going to want to watch the game.
Well, imagine, like, if the Rangers go down 2-0, he'll just pummel CeeLo on stage.
Or you or me or any of us. You kidding?
Right, but if he's the Rangers guy and not us.
See, I was thinking we could really mess with them and we could say, all right, we'll put up three different scores on the board. Which one is the true score? You know, like Rangers down 3-0, Rangers up 3-0, tied. We'll figure out something.
Is that time for that game a TBD dependent upon what's going on, or is that time set?
Well, think about it. It's a Friday, so it's not going to be anywhere in the afternoon.
No, but what I'm wondering is, could that potentially be an 8 p.m. start to where you get an hour of him? Where he's at least...
And then we go out in Jersey City and watch him melt down watching the game?
But that's a different story. At least he can go out and watch the game. What I'm wondering is, can you at least get an hour of Boomer to where he, while he might be preoccupied knowing the game's coming on, also knowing he's not missing anything just yet, and even if he had to miss the first 5 or 10 minutes of the game, so be it, as opposed to our show starts at 7, correct?
Eight.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Doors open at 7.
Yeah. Oh, crap. Oh, never mind. I thought we started at 7.
No.
Oh, this sucks.
Boomer may actually have to be an adult. And
he will
be responsible.
And he will. He will, but he will be distracted.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I get it.
I know he'll be there, and I know that he will do what he thinks is the right thing to do, but he's going to be distracted.
Yes, he is.
I mean, how long have we seen this?
Mm-hmm.
This is his thing.
And he might have an alert on his phone.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to think about all the contingency plans and all the things and come up with something to work it into the show. I don't want him to have alerts on his phone. I think he should have his phone away. I mean, and CeeLo giving the updates and coming out, and you could see, like, when a goal scores, like, CeeLo just interrupts whatever's going on, and we're like, oh, no, you know, what happens? And he tells us. But the problem with that is, if you've been around CeeLo and Boomer talking Rangers, it doesn't stop. So there could be a situation where the Rangers go up 1-0 and then CeeLo comes out on the stage and then those two guys talk Rangers to the end of the show. So, like, we got to make sure that we're in control of CeeLo's microphone. So then once he gives the update, we shut it off and he leaves, because they'll sit there and talk about fourth line and this and that and 1-2-1 defenses and dump and chase.
Yeah.
You give those guys an opportunity on a stage to talk hockey, all of a sudden it's puck talk.
All right, so I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios here.
Scenarios.
This is from last year.
Okay.
All right. First round matchups last year. I'm not going to give you the teams, but I'll give you the teams. I'm not going to go through a game by game, but Panthers Bruins went
7. Yeah.
Okay. The Lightning and the
6.
Maple Leafs went 6. Hurricanes and Islanders went
6. I was there when they lost. Yep. I remember.
And the Devils Rangers went 7.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, it is beyond likely that there's a sixth game. Matter of fact, Avalanche Kraken, 7 games. Stars Wild, 6 games. Golden Knights Jets, all right, that one 5. Oilers and Kings went 6.
So only one first round series last year went less than 6 games.
So it's more than likely that there will be a game 6.
And here's another thing. You know there'll be a good amount of Devil fans.
Oh, that'll
audience.
Be riding his ass.
And they will not be able to contain themselves. That they'll just shout out, hey, they're down 1-0.
Yeah.
Which is going to be freaking awesome.
It'll be fun. I just don't want it to completely knock the show off the rails, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can envision it being fun.
No, I can't.
No, I could. In both ways. Like, with the audience sort of yelling and then Boomer getting mad at them.
Right, here's the scenario. We're on stage. It gets quiet. And Al, if you were a heckler, as the night's gotten quiet, what would happen?
The Capitals just scored.
And then all of a sudden, whatever we're doing goes completely haywire. Yeah.
And you know what Boomer will say? F you!
You bleephead devil fan. Shut the F up, you bleephead devil fan.
That is a real possibility.
And we could have the possibility for drunkenness and violence.
Oh, boy.
And the same night.
Right. He shoved crackers down our throat. This might be cyanide.
Because, you know, the nature of a game 6 is it has to be an elimination game either way.
Yes.
For one team.
That's why I'm saying, at least if they're up 3-2, you're not missing what could be the final night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And CBS Sports Network with Jerry spitting out the crackers right now.
Here, it's ammonia. It tastes great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a rough night for the Booms.
We're going to have to come up with a full strategy, full-blown strategy, and to make sure that because more than anything, as much as I would like to see him, because he's been a real jerk about the Islanders and the Nets and other things, and as much as I'd like to see his team get eliminated, that night I need him in the best mood he can be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just hoping that either the Rangers have already won the series.
Right. That's it. That's your answer right there.
Or the game is going swimmingly for the Rangers.
But he'll still be distracted.
Yeah.
Like that show starts at 8:00. If this game is unless they're up 4-0 after one.
Yeah.
And the game starts at 7:00. If that's a tight game, oh.
Well, he'll be able to watch. Spot. I mean, even with it starting at 8:00, our show starting at 8:00, he'll be able to watch the third period in its entirety.
7:00. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that's true.
So
that is true.
At least he'll have that.
If not, it's in its entirety, most of it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that he'll probably, I don't know where he's going to want to watch the game. That's another thing. Like, I don't know if they're, I don't remember there being TVs back there in the green room.
iPad. He'll have to bring an iPad just to be sure and safe, and then he can stream it at least.
And to answer your question, Jerry, from earlier, it is a TBD in terms of time.
Yeah.
So what would we want? We'd want it to start as late as possible, right?
But it's not going to be because it's going to be in Washington. It would be in Washington.
No, but I'm saying, like, is there a possibility of it?
I guess if the only game of the night was that, if that's even possible, I guess it could be an 8:00 start. Otherwise,
8:10.
Right. So otherwise, I would think it would be 7:00.
Right when he's due on stage.
Yeah, but that would be better than 7:00, I think. Because then 7:00, the game ends while we're on stage, most likely.
True. That's true.
So 8:00, you can get the first two periods in, whatever, and then he can watch.
And how about this scenario?
Scenarios.
It's close, right? It's
a
close game. Shows our show and the live show ends, what, 9:50 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's got about an hour of a meet and greet.
Oh, God.
That's right.
This is actually delicious.
I had totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
The meet and greet.
For, what, at least 45 minutes.
So he's not going to be able to watch
after
the third
period. Did what he did last time, he can't duck out twice.
Is the theater available on the 2nd?
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Welcome to WFAN, Ryan Hurley. Trying to deal with this one.
Oh, or the other alternative is he could be an adult.
But
you're not wrong. But you also know that most of us get into this because of that.
I understand. And that's why it's delicious.
It's very difficult to put that emotion aside.
Epic.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it would be like asking a diehard Giant fan to go do an event when the Giants are playing in a wild card game, and they've had a great season. And it's like, I can't, what? You're right, be an adult.
Or a wedding, you know, your daughter picks the Super Bowl Sunday and the Giants make it to the Super Bowl.
And here's another one, too. Sean Morash is a part of this show. He's a huge Ranger fan.
Oh, geez.
He's going to be in Jersey City covered in breadcrumbs while his team is playing in a potential elimination game.
Have you reached out to him?
Not after the schedule. I've talked to him about this. But he's only out there for a couple of minutes. So he could very easily...
Yeah, third period.
No, I don't think so. Because I think if it starts at 8:00, it'll be fine.
Mm. And is he more of a Ranger fan or more of an attention whore?
That's a great question. I mean, that's a Sophie's choice for him.
I might go attention whore.
Yeah, when it comes down to it. Mm-hmm. With the Rangers, yes, I think he would choose attention. With the Giants, I'm not so sure. He might choose the Giants.
The fake crying videos he does with the Giants. I mean, come on.
That is true. And then the ring camera, fake ring camera thing. Yeah, you're right. I think attention or wins out by a nose in a photo finish.
That's probably true. Boomer's the issue, not Sean.
Yeah, because Sean will be out there for, what, 15 minutes tops? And he could sit in the green room, watch the game, whatever. Yeah, so we'll talk about it next Wednesday. We'll figure it out. We'll talk to Boomer about it today. I mean, I can't even imagine what he's going to say. But I know he knows.
I think you just want a sweep or a 5-game series, and let's just move on and not have to worry about it. But as I said, those odds are not likely.
Oh,
I was thinking about this all night long. All night long. I couldn't stop. So I'm thinking all the scenarios. All right. Let's assume there's going to be a sixth game. All right. Are the Rangers down? Are the Rangers up while we're on stage? Are they winning? Are they losing? Do we give him updates? Do we not give him updates? Do we do a watch party afterwards?
What happened last year? It just fell on a day in between?
It was like April 10th.
Oh, it was April.
Something.
It was Good Friday, yeah.
Earlier, so there were no playoffs.
Regular season, right. It was regular season hadn't ended.
Poor planning.
You could say that, yes.
Just from this standpoint, that's all I mean.
You could say that. I do think, though, that, and we did start thinking about the date and the venue months and months ago, but I think what happened was White Eagle Hall had stuff.
Yeah.
And we wanted to go back there because we loved it so much the first time. So, yeah.
The meet and greet is going to be the issue if it's a close game. Not an issue, just be more fun.
What is there? Do you
You're loving this.
Do you think we could move the start time up? Do you think?
No, I would doubt it. I mean, people bought tickets with the expectation that
hell, they moved a Yankee game because of the eclipse.
Yeah.
A lot more people went there.
I mean, I guess moving it from 8 to 7 isn't like moving it from 8 to 4. It's not that big a deal. I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know.
Well, we got to see what time the game is first.
Yeah,
but then that's getting closer to the night.
Yeah, you won't know. Yeah, no, you can't. We're screwed.
I just love how G was obsessed with this last night in a bad way, and Eddie right now is like the happiest person in the building.
Yeah. I mean, he did Schadenfreude Scazzeri. I mean, it's amazing. Because Eddie doesn't have to do any, he doesn't have to worry about Boomer. It doesn't reflect poorly if the thing goes horribly wrong on Eddie.
Well, it went horribly wrong last time.
What, at White Eagle Hall?
Yes.
See, that's debatable.
Some people actually really enjoyed it.
Debatable.
Me being one of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and what we're talking about was not the show per se. Boomer having to leave 15 minutes before because he was blackout drunk. But I mean, that's a thing that nobody got to. Like, we showed them something that night that they never saw before.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole point of Boomer and Geo Live 1. Like, you've never seen us before.
Right.
And we delivered on that.
Before there was Weekend Boomer, Weekday Boomer, and now there was Blackout Drunk Boomer.
Yes, slipping on ranch dressing, falling into a drum set.
Hurting your shoulder, which you heard him for months.
Boomer. Right, being thrown into an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Covered in ranch dressing.
Negotiating those steep back steps.
Yeah, with people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was using two sales guys as crutches.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ugly.
But glorious at the same time.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh. Oh, God. I will say, though, that if it is a game six and the Rangers have a chance to be eliminated that night, how are you going to be feeling?
Uh-huh. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything.
You got to pack your Devils jersey for that.
Can we get the Devils mascot to show up, you think?
You know what the problem with me is? At the end of the day, if they do get eliminated in the first round, I'm not going to come in and do anything. I'm really just not that person. As much as I can't wait for it, I'm not.
I don't know, man. Not. I've seen you. No, I've seen you had enough of the Nets stuff.
No, you know what I've had enough of now? I've had enough of the pants thing, as I showed you yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
When he went in on the pants yesterday at 6:25, all right, let's go there, sausage boy. I wasn't going there. I wasn't planning on it. But, I mean, my God, I couldn't even sit down. Oh, with these baggy pants. Oh,
right,
here
MC
we go.
Hammer, baggy pants, yes. The whole thing. Yeah, yesterday was not the day for him to make fun of others' clothes.
Come on.
I mean, he went on on your golf pants and then Ryan Hurley's getup. I mean, and he had this skin-tight spandex wasp shirt on that made him look like he was in his third trimester. He's riffing on everybody else.
I know.
And then he goes, well, why'd you drag me into this? Because you're making fun of everybody
exactly.
else's clothing.
If you're going to dish it out, you better take it. And he does.
He does. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Get CeeLo in here in just a couple of minutes, give you an update.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo is here. He is donning his Rangers third jersey as he gets ready for the Washington Capitals. Now, you had pissed Boomer off with your take on the first round. He really got annoyed by this.
Which take on the first round?
That you wanted to avoid the Lightning and he'd rather see a team like the Red Wings. And he just thought that you were being a wuss for that.
When did he say that?
He said it multiple times.
On the air?
People like CeeLo and these other Ranger fans, yes.
I'm pretty sure he agreed. When I came in here and said that, did he not agree with me?
I try to tune you guys out, so I don't know. But he did not like that at all.
You want to put a noose around your neck when I walk in there. Sorry to bother you guys during a break. I happened to be in this morning. I just wanted to have a quick chat with Boomer about the Rangers.
Yeah, so which is fine. I just don't want to be around it because then I spent, it's like four. This is what I try to say. Like, no sports in the breaks. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but if I'm not here with you guys on that particular morning, like, that's my one shot to come out.
That's fair.
And I try to keep it to about a minute.
That's fair.
Let me get out of your hair real quick.
That's fair.
You know?
But yeah, he didn't like that take at all. So what do you think about the Capitals matchup?
Of all the teams that had a chance to potentially face the Rangers, it's probably the one I would have chosen. Now, of course,
really over the Red Wings,
who touched the money. Yeah, the Red Wings, I think, are a younger, more talented team. The Capitals obviously have some veteran experience, guys that have been around a long time, grizzled playoff guys like Ovechkin and Oshie and Pacioretty and John Carlson and all those guys. But I feel like they're a little long in the tooth. And I feel like I was a little surprised that they did find their way in. Give them credit. They played well down the stretch. But just a couple of weeks ago, you would have thought this was a team that was on the outside looking in and was heading towards an early offseason.
Long in the tooth spot, huh?
A little long in the tooth spot.
All right, very good.
I may live to, you know, regret those words.
I like
that's on the Rangers if they lose the series.
And I do appreciate the fact that you have an opinion on it because a lot of people, I don't care with the Knicks and the Rangers. I don't care. Well, I mean, I'm sure you do a little bit care about who the opponent is.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I did not want to face Tampa. You can call it wuss spot, whatever the case may be. There's just so many. Look, you have that good a regular season off of last year when you lost and blew a 2-0 lead in round one and lost to the rival Devils. You had the chance of potentially facing the Islanders, which would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
So, and the Rangers never make these early round series just nice and easy and carefree.
So there's going to be a game six for Boomer and Geo Live.
The recent history suggests there's a very good chance. And I'm not saying they're going to, you know, wipe the floor with the Capitals here. But if you gave, of all the teams to choose from, if I said, you know what, this could be a shorter series, they would have been one of the teams on the list. Had they drawn Tampa or the Islanders, I don't think that series was being decided in five games or less.
All right, CeeLo, what do we got as far as a sports update?
All right, the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's start with the Knicks. It's going to be their first playoff meeting with the Sixers since 1989 on the way this weekend, tomorrow actually. And Sixers center Paul Reed shaking things up a bit, telling the Run It Back podcast, which I guess is FanDuel TV, that Philly was hoping for this very first-round opponent.
Yeah, we wanted the Knicks matchup. Of course, that's the easier team.
I guess we're talking between them and the Celtics.
I would
the
think
Knicks
so.
And the Celtics, but still.
It doesn't look great in print.
Right.
But I think when you put everything into the bowl, it makes a lot of sense what he's saying.
It's the truth. Yeah. I mean, as much as it is going to annoy the Knicks fan and feels like disrespect, when you're comparing those matchups and the team that finished 14 games better than everybody else in the division, that's what everybody thinks.
Yep.
I agree. It doesn't mean that the Knicks are going to lose the series. When you compare the Knicks to the Celtics, as far as the regular season goes, the Celtics were a hell of a lot better. They are the favorite to win the NBA Finals.
Yes. Yes, they are.
And, you know, I went back and I was looking at the, you know, because I know Embiid didn't play in a couple of the four games where these two teams met up. And the blueprint, like we talked about yesterday, which what UConn did with Purdue, it fit in one specific game where the Knicks beat the Sixers pretty soundly. Where like Embiid 30. Had
yeah.
and Embiid had 30 points and he had 13 rebounds and he went to the free throw line 12 times. But then you look beyond that and the Knicks did a really good job on everybody else and they did what they do offensively. So if there is a specific blueprint for them to beat this team, that's it.
Was that with or without Randall? Do you remember?
That I don't remember because I was really more looking for the Embiid presence.
Yeah.
Not sure. And I think if I remember correctly, because I was looking for, I think Brunson had 29 in that game, I think. But I can find out while he goes.
All right. Well, naturally, the comment there from Paul Reed made it back to the Knicks practice facility yesterday. Isaiah Hartenstein, among those who was kind of quick to downplay it a bit.
That's what podcasts kind of do. They just make sure they get you comfortable and then people just say shit. So
that's fair.
At the end of the day, we're focused on us. Whatever comments they have, they have.
And they are getting set for the series opener to be tomorrow evening at the Garden. And as the Knicks prepare for that, head coach Tom Thibodeau talking up their MSG brethren. Here he is on the President's Trophy winning Rangers.
They've had an incredible year. You know, I just love it. It's great for the city. Obviously, the Garden, all the New York area fans. They played great hockey all year long.
Which to answer your question real quickly, Randall was in that game. He shot 1 of 11 at 8.7 rebounds in 30 minutes.
Huh. So was he really in the game?
Yeah, I mean, did a whole lot of nothing.
I guess that's a good sign then.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Right?
Yep.
All right, Rangers Capitals and the opponent for the Blue Shirts here in round one, same team that their current head coach, Peter Laviolette, of course, head coached in the prior three seasons, which he was reminded of yesterday.
I've coached a lot of teams. I mean, if this is the story, I mean, I'll have a story every round, I hope.
And I see Laviolette. I still look at him as the Islander coach. I don't know why.
Well, and he's all Bruins,
no,
Flyers,
I know.
Islanders,
I'm saying
Capitals,
I see him, I think,
Rangers.
Islanders.
It's right. Crazy.
So you could, I mean, potentially three of the rounds. So you could have Hurricanes or Islanders in round two. And if they got to the Stanley Cup final, you get the Nashville Predators. Mm-hmm. So there are quite a few possibilities. But putting the cart before the horse, first things first, you got game one against the Caps coming up Sunday afternoon. I know you guys did a little bit of this in relation to potential game six and the live show coming up. What is that? End of next? Is it a couple weeks away?
May 3rd.
Two weeks from today.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. But in short order, starting tomorrow, 4 days in a row, playoff games at MSG. Love it. Like alternating between, you know, sometimes in those NBA series, you get the 2 days off, like right out of the gate or whatever the case may be. But you'll have games one and two in each series on consecutive nights at the Garden. If you're, I feel like the Islander Knicks fan is less common, but if you are the Islander, well, Gio's an Islander Knicks fan.
I'm one of them, but the Knicks are going to take precedence in that situation. But it does suck for those who are, like Fleegs, I think, is a big Knicks, big Islander guy.
If I did the calculations correct and I laid it all out, I think it's six out of the seven.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, they're essentially identical. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what you want. So you'll have the double TVs going. And I know what you said, your point about, well, we don't want to get Boomer too riled up or so on and so forth. But I absolutely want to be a part of that at the live show.
Okay.
The Rangers aspect of things. You know me, I'm not big on selling myself for things.
But this is the thing you want. So you want to be distracted that night too.
No, I'm going to be paying attention to the game, and I would sort of be the lifeline for Boomer as he's doing what you guys need.
Would you come out and give an update wearing only the Shinesty ball hammock underwear?
Sure.
Oh boy.
I mean, last year at
we rewind.
No.
But not wanting to sell yourself for things.
I mean, honestly, seriously, here's why I said sure. Last year, when I did the outfit change, I stripped down to my boxers on stage. So
you
what's
did.
The difference?
And they had Boomer's face on.
Yeah, I've done that already.
I wonder if Shinesty could make Ranger ones.
They could certainly do blue and red, I would think.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, though.
Well, let's see if they have them. If they got some sort of red and white.
There you go. Look, we have it right here.
I'll try to, you know, clean up the body a little bit between now and the next
got a couple of weeks.
Yeah, a little fast, sister. A little fast spot. but no, we could do something along the lines of like...
I mean, they got red, white, and blue ones for America. You could wear those.
What about this, G? Do you like if the Rangers score, I come out in just the underwear? Or if they get scored on, I just come out in the underwear? Something along those lines.
Oh, I do
make
like
a decision
we'll
on that.
So that's a good one.
Yeah.
So if well, the same colors, though. I was going to say, if the Capitals score, you come out in Capitals score. They're the same colors, though.
Mm.
That doesn't quite work.
Do they have, like, a...
This is what we'll do. We'll
workshop this.
If the Rangers score, you could have your balls in the ball hammock. If the Capitals score, you take your balls out of the hammock.
I don't think anyone wants to see that.
No one wants to see that.
Your balls
out of said hammock. There are some very, I've been on their site. There are some very interesting,
very clever
designs.
Yep.
So I think we could have some fun with that.
They have one called the crotch rocket that is Rangers colors.
Oh boy! So anyway, just keep that in mind.
Rocket.
So when you talk to Ryan and as I said to Al this morning, well, if Spike's still involved, I'm sure it'll get shot down if it pertains to me.
He's not.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that is absolutely
something
true
to keep in mind. NBA wise, you've got the finale of the play-in tonight with two games back to back: Bulls at Heat, Kings at Pelicans, and of course, Miami's going to be without Jimmy Butler here. He's going to be sidelined for several weeks with that MCL injury, so if Miami is to advance, they'll have to do it without him tonight, and you would think, at least in the early part of their round one series, which would be against Boston. Inside a week to go now until round one of the NFL draft. A lot of talk about what the Giants will do with that sixth overall pick. A lot of people thinking quarterback, maybe even a trade-up to get one that they want, but GM Joe Shane, not about to tip his hand at this stage of the game. Doesn't feel the urgency with the signing of Drew Lock to go along with a rehabbing Daniel Jones and last season's sensation in Tommy DeVito.
I don't think so. I think with, you know, Drew's experience, you know, he started games and played, and, you know, Daniel's experience and then what Tommy did last year, another year in the system. Tommy's come a long way. So, no, I think we could go in with the season with the three that we have, and, you know, I'd be comfortable with
that. Hey, speaking of Boomer and Geo live with Cheese at White Eagle Hall, Tommy DeVito will be there as a special guest, and we'll be giving away tickets. It's sold out to your last opportunity to win tickets, I believe, unless we're doing it next week, too, but we'll be today. So 9 a.m. hour. So check it out.
You guys enjoy this time of year when the GMs have to meet the media and just lie through their teeth about those things?
Yeah. No, I don't listen to any of it.
Oh, okay.
I really don't. I mean, I know that there's been, like, they took it live down in Philadelphia. They took it live here yesterday, the press conference, didn't they? I mean, it's essentially like it's a nothing.
Nothing burger?
Yeah.
A nothing spot.
Yeah.
The problem is you don't get to talk to the GM very often. So
I know,
when he is available you want to hear from him. But you're right. There's a whole lot of nothing that comes from it.
Pre-draft press conference.
Yeah.
The Jets used to roll Terry Bradway out there, and he'd give you all the stats about all the guys that they wrote scouting reports on.
Oh, I remember.
I know you do.
Those were great days.
Yes. All right. The Mets, following a day off, begin a six-game West Coast road trip late tonight out in L.A., first of three against the Dodgers. Sean Manaea and the rookie Yoshinobu Yamamoto. You get a look at him, 10-10 first pitch on WCBS 880. Yankees are back home, first of three with the Rays. You got Clark Schmidt, Tyler Alexander, the scheduled starters, with coverage on the Fan and the free Odyssey app beginning at 6:25. Before I go, I feel like I played something similar to this, maybe not directly with Dog talking to Charles Barkley. Either it was Barkley or Shaq where they made the mistake of calling Dog Mike,
mm-hmm.
but Dog actually gets Charles on his show yesterday on SiriusXM talking NBA playoffs. So they had a number of different exchanges, and let's just say there were multiple instances of Charles getting a little mixed up.
Jordan was mad at you because of the thing killing him with the Charlottes. With Charlotte, did he finally pick up the phone and say, Charles, all's well? What's going on with that? Let me hear.
Well, he has not. And I don't expect a phone call, to be honest with you, Mike.
All right, so that's number one. So don't let that one slide. You know, we're not going to embarrass him or correct him here on the air. So the interview would continue.
45-25 in Game 7 against Seattle. Is that what it was? 45 points and 25 rebounds.
44-24.
44-24. Go ahead, Charles. Tell him.
You know, Mike, I'll never forget that. And Paul Westphal changed the entire dynamic, Mike.
Okay. Doubles down there in that answer. Mike. Still no correction from Dog. Let's just keep rolling here.
Well, I think because it's a hamstring, you got to give him a pass. But he has to learn a lesson, Mike.
Mike. I love the pause, too.
That one almost seems on purpose, that one.
Maybe it was.
I don't think so. But it is amazing. In the beginning, Charles Barkley calls him a legend.
Yes, that's right. I did hear that.
You're a legend.
You're a legend. Yeah.
You're a legend, Mike.
Yeah. And then you think maybe on the way out, Dog might, you know, just so you know, for next time as he says goodbye. But no, not the case. And then his update anchor, my guy Zig Fercassi over there at SiriusXM, even got into the mix here on the back end.
Thanks for a few minutes here today. Enjoyed it. Always do. Thanks very much.
Hey, No, thank you, and keep kicking Stephen A's ass.
I'll work on it. Very good. With our buddy Charles Barkley, nice to have him with us for the update. Let's move it along. I think it's probably Zig for Kazi today. We'll continue. Don't go away here on Mad Dog Unleashed.
Mad Dog Sports Radio. Sports Bite.
All right, Mike. Chris, thank you very much.
I love
that. So he clearly knew who he was talking to.
Yeah. I think he thinks his name is Mike the Mad Dog. That's about, that is my guess on this.
Wow, I am a piece of garbage.
Hey, listen, Charles Christopher Mad Dog Russo here. Hey, did you ever get a call back from Jordan? I didn't, Mike. it's Mad Dog Radio with Christopher Mad Dog Russo. What do you think about his first round matchup here with the Sixers and the Knicks?
Well, Mike,
I love how he jammed in. Like he was, it was so great waiting for the anticipation of waiting for the mic and how he would jam it in.
I think if you have a healthy Joel Embiid and he's able to play to the way that, you know, Mike, he can.
I like to think I'm a big deal. Let's call it like we see it. I'm a piece of garbage.
Want more, Chris Russo?
Yeah, I really do believe that Charles Barkley thinks that his name is Mike the Mad Dog.
Because I guess this had occurred in the at least on a few other occasions where they were speaking. I think Funhouse linked to some other screenshots of past tweets where he was mistaking him. So
remember when David Deal called Mike Francesa Frank?
I did not know about that one until I saw that mentioned too. Yesterday.
So. No, Frank, just because?
Just because he wanted to mess with him. You know, and he's like, it's not Frank, it's Mike. Okay, first question. You know, like you corrected him right away.
Of course.
You know, there was no messing around there. Mm. All right. Thank you, CeeLo. We'll see you next hour.
All right.
It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Just a couple of station things here quickly before we get to some Rangers calls. So I know I have my own pop star obsession with Dua Lipa, but our own Mike Fliegelman, who works on this show when Eddie is off or Al is off and is the full-time overnight producer, and we love Fleegs, he took off today because the new Taylor Swift album was dropping at midnight, and he could not wait to listen to it or listen to it in the control room while he was working because he would be too distracted. So, like, what I want to know is, and that's, he could use his day off, no matter how he wants to use his day off. But, like, for me, you know, the music's going to be there when you get off of your shift.
Yes.
Like, so when it's dropped there at midnight, like, what does he do? Like, I'm picturing him, like, oiling himself up, candles, just putting on the music with a face mask. You know, like, when you listen to that album, when you're that big of a fan that you take off of work and you have to hear it the second that it drops, does he have some sort of ritual or seance or what does he do?
I don't know. And I thought I read that it actually was dropped, as they say, later than expected. I thought it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, what I heard on Fox 5 News this morning, I'll put them on Dan Bowens and Tashani Whitlow.
Okay.
So they, with my man Robert Moses. So they were saying that the first album came at midnight and then she dropped a double album, the second one at like 2 or 3 a.m.
Got it.
So, I mean,
it was a bit all nighter for Fleegs.
Right. So, I mean, when that second one came, Fleegs. A little Fleegs gasm there.
Hey, we like what we like.
I know.
Not my thing, but good for him.
No, I know there's so many fans of her out there. It's just funny that he would take a day off because he couldn't wait the 6 hours to listen to it on the way home.
And oh, by the way, it's not like he couldn't have listened to it while he was doing the show.
I did ask him that the last time he did this, and he's like, no, I'd be too distracted. I need to focus in. I need to listen to it all.
All right.
I mean, it's amazing.
That is an obsession. Beyond what you have.
Yeah, I would agree.
Mm.
Like, I mean, I when the new Dua Lipa songs drop, I'm like, all right, it'll be Friday, whatever. So it's Friday at midnight. When I get in the car and drive in, I'll find it, I'll listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not staying up or taking off.
You're
going
to take off?
No, I'm not going to take off.
Boy.
Let's go. Actually, jeez. One more quick station thing. I didn't listen on a Feel Good Friday. I listened to more music driving in than the other days. And plus, there was no games last night locally. Did CeeLo have a co-host today?
C-Mac.
I mean, sorry, not CeeLo. C-Mac, did C-Mac have a co-host today? Did he have like a special guest or something?
I don't know. I think the microphone stays on in the control room, though.
Oh, that's what it was.
I think that's what it is.
Oh, okay. Because it sounded like he was doing a show with somebody else. And I was like, at first I thought it was an in-studio guest that he had or whatever.
Yeah.
So who was filling in? So the guy was filling in for Fleas.
I think that was Rami.
Oh, Rami was, all right. So I don't know Rami's voice as well yet. So I thought he was co-hosting with him. Was he? He was just producing.
It was pretty much co-hosting for a lot of it.
Okay. So I didn't hear that wrong.
No. No, he wasn't.
I didn't make an assumption.
Just felt the need to talk a lot.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I was thinking, I mean, does Ryan Hurley give C-Mac a co-host in his first couple of days here? That's what I thought was going on.
It's a very interesting dynamic now because a lot of, really most guys have been given the opportunity to host, which is wonderful. We didn't get that. I mean,
I had to work my, and Sal and you and all those guys that came up in the Chernoff. I mean, when you were given a show, it was like you won the lottery.
Correct.
You know?
Otherwise, it was always the old guard that was still getting all the shows. So I think it's great that all these young guys get opportunities. But the one thing that has become very clear is that that mic is now on in the control room because they're not only are they producers and board ops, they're also hosts.
Yeah, so they're empowered to get their stuff out there.
Pretty much.
Who the hell is this guy? Shut up.
Thanks, Eddie.
I mean, C-Mac must like it because he didn't say anything about it.
He must
enjoy it.
I don't know.
So I guess if Rami's talking and C-Mac's talking back and those guys have a good rapport, then I guess Rami's going to keep talking.
Yeah.
Just so much like, because I know when Fleegs will pipe in like here or there, you could tell he's the producer. This was like, I was confused. I was like, man, it's like,
you have to ask C-Mac. I don't know the answer to
that. Got a co-host now on the overnight.
Yeah.
I mean, there hasn't been a two-man overnight show ever, right?
Not that I remember. It was Joe by him. It was Summers by himself. It was Joe by himself. Carlin did it for a little while by himself.
Oh,
Tony
God.
Page.
That stretch of Carlin overnight, like there were more prank calls during that stretch than any other time in the radio station.
No, I was
more,
anchoring.
More
I don't remember.
Mike.
I don't remember that.
There's a couple of all-time prank calls to Carlin who was doing the overnights. Do you remember the cervix bruising one?
No.
Oh.
And I was probably there.
Oh. That was... This guy worked for a minute and a half. Did Mets back and forth, this and that, and then hit him with that one. And that's where the drop from, oh, that's nice, comes from.
Oh, is that just...
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Is unbelievable.
So it got through, it wasn't dumped, clearly.
I mean, it could have been one of those things where we were rolling on the actual feed
right.
in the newsroom and got it, and it didn't go on the air.
Well, that's nice.
Because there was one when I was producing and Bob Wischusen was doing a show early on.
Yeah.
And I walked out of the guy was, same thing. He was talking Jets or Giants football. I forget what it was, but it was a very good call. I walked out, sad that I'm going to admit this, but especially in this day and age, shut up, Al. I went back. You weren't there yet. Eddie, you remember when we had Ben and Jerry's for free for a full summer? So I walked out of the control room to that back little tape room that we had where we had a freezer of Ben and Jerry's. And I had it labeled, and I went and grabbed my Ben and Jerry's, and I come back in. I'm shoving my face with Ben and Jerry's, and I hear Wischusen on the talkback, you did dump that, right? I'm like, uh-oh. So on the talkback and the producer thing, I'm like, yeah, I got it. And then I went and found out after he did his nice call, he went on to tell Bob how awful he was.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Oh, man. My bad. Sorry. And that got out.
Yeah. Can't leave that control room on the overnight, man.
Sometimes you have to.
Can't do for Ben.
John in Cliffside Park is on the fan. Johnny.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm really, you know, I think as Mets fans, we have a right to be excited. You know, we've been down the last couple of years. But I think that Tommy Glavine shows that the pitching staff really isn't that bad. So I think you have a right to be excited. And, you know, I get excited when I give your mother a cervix bruising.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, he really strung him along there. He was like fly fishing.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with people? Like, honestly.
Well, that's nice.
That's awful.
No, I mean, it is, but it's not.
Funny, but awful. Yeah, yeah. Say, both things can be true.
And it's more creative than your traditional prank call, you know?
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.